What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
All right, people, we're going to try something a little different today.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
What, am I missing something?
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
The reality is, humans are humans are humans, and that's never going to end.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
It's a big, big deal.
Hello. You speak English, sir? Parlo, usted English?
60% of the time, it works every time.
I've done the math on this. We've talked about it on this show before.
That's a fact.
If you learn a little something about yourself.
That's us, dude.
That's why we're radio shows.
That's right.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street, and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad.
Let's do this. Discussing issues that matter to you. Finding real answers using logic and reason. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Now, here's your host, John Rush. Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Thank God it's
Friday.
Yeah, last Friday of the year for us.
Amen.
Actually, last Friday of the year, period.
Yeah, for everybody.
A little bit of disco for Charlie.
I like this
there.
Song. This is great Friday music.
Where's our disco ball?
We got the disco ball in the other room.
Get it?
Should we get it?
Now. No, it's not. We can start on Facebook Live. We can show it.
No, you can't show sparkly lights. Dan starts to giggle.
I'll go get it when you're doing, I don't know.
No, because you got to do weather.
Charlie recorded the last weather thing. He can just play that.
Oh, he didn't. Because the temperature changed. You can't say right now the temperature
it's
is.
Now currently
it's
55 degrees.
It's
it hasn't
falling,
done anything.
Falling,
no, it's,
falling.
It's the same. It's 55 degrees.
So your watch is wrong.
It's not wrong.
When the sun sets in Colorado,
it's
it gets
kinda
cold.
It's kind of cool. I just look at my watch and 55 degrees. There we go.
I think your watch is
the
wrong.
Apple Watch. It's sunsets or sunrise tomorrow morning, 7:20. Okay, so I have
because
got.
According to my droid, it's 55 degrees.
No, that's what my watch says. 55 degrees. Funny how that works, isn't it? Campus Reform's top 10 liberal outrages of 2017. We'll get into resolutions in a minute, but I thought I'd roll through some of the liberal outrages of 2017.
Let's hear it.
You guys will enjoy these. Ready? Campus Reform published... Oh, Charlie's got
the
disco ball.
The disco ball.
Hey, there we go. Right on.
Happy New Year.
Woo! Where's our little whistle thingies? Oh, yeah. Leave that in
here. Yeah, we need those, the fanfare.
Yeah. Well, that thing's heavy. That's a real disco ball. Look at that bad boy. Here, shine your flashlight on there. Hang on, let's do this. And let me do my
side. That should help.
Hold on.
There we go. Now that'll make it. So if you're watching a Facebook Live, you're seeing
shouldn't you turn off the
spectacular light show.
Turn the light off. Okay, ready? Let's spin this thing around.
A dazzling light show like you've never seen before.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, pretty.
We're so cheesy. Well, hey, it worked. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Charlie.
All right. Campus Reform published more than 1,500 articles this year exposing liberal bias and abuse on college campuses. So we let our readers determine the top 10 stories of 2017. From pee privilege to a leftist fight club, the stories showcase the wide variety of leftist excesses. Leftist excesses.
Real fast. Come on, say it real fast.
That pervade American higher education. So here we go. Number one. Leftist fight club trains UCF students to fight Republicans. In early February, the Knights for Socialism group at the University of Central Florida held a leftist fight club workshop to teach liberal students how to bash the fash. The training conducted by a martial arts expert was open to everyone but Republicans.
Well, of course.
That's great.
Bash the fact.
Because the left is all-inclusive. They want all points of view recognized.
Number two, video. Students love Trump's tax plan when told that it's Bernie's.
That is true.
It is true, actually. Number three, Greek life retreat canceled after banana peel found in tree. A Greek life retreat at the University of Mississippi, Old Miss, was abruptly canceled in August after students spotted a banana peel hanging in a tree, prompting interim director of fraternity and sorority life, Alexa Lee Arndt, to lament that many members of our community were hurt, frightened, and upset by what occurred at Impact. Student Ryan Swanson later admitted responsibility, explained that he had discarded the banana peel after he was unable to find a garbage can nearby. Are you sure that wasn't you, Dan?
Oh, I'm not.
So, wait, they shut everything down because of a banana peel and a tree.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Sororities and fraternities, these frat things, these used to be the fun places.
Oh, there's a banana peel in the tree. Somebody couldn't find a trash can. It's like Dan. He just whipped it up there. That's something you and I would do. Because I don't consider that littering.
What was the name of that movie back in the day with John Belushi and all them?
Yeah.
Animal House. Yeah. See, that's why Animal House got the R rating, because of banana peel.
Oh, my God.
When they threw the banana peel in the tree.
Yeah, everything else was pretty mild.
Yeah, everything else was really mild. But that's when
they were pushing it. Well, it was edited out of the initial version. So they just couldn't show it.
And they just couldn't do it.
Too horrifying.
You know, thank you, sir. I have another. That was fine.
Just as a side note. So you, I know, Dan, you and I are one and the same. When it comes to throwing things out the window, if it's biodegradable, it's going out the window.
Oh, absolutely.
I have no problem throwing a banana peel, apple core, pear core.
No, chicken bones
like that.
Work too.
Dan's trying to kill the wildlife.
Children you don't want. They're biodegradable. It's okay.
Out the window. Boom. Off they go. I mean, I will not throw paper out the window or gum.
Lots of pickles have been thrown out of my car window.
Pickles?
I hate pickles.
You don't like pickles?
How they throw them on my hamburger, they destroy the hamburger. Not only that, but then all the juice gets into the bun. Oh, it's awful. It's awful. It ranks right up there with mayonnaise.
Ooh, really?
Forget it.
This is actually difficult for me to hear. I'm a neat freak. I don't throw anything out the window.
I'll throw a banana peel out. I don't care. I just don't care.
All the cars behind you are wiping out because they're trying to miss the banana.
When you see the old lady with the walker, that's when you throw it right in front. Okay, let's pull over and watch.
I'll throw an apple core out, and she's always getting mad at me. Like, well, who's going to pick that up? I'm like, no one. It'll just degrade, or your bird will eat it or something. I don't know.
So when you like throw twine and rope out, that birds build nests with all that stuff.
They don't throw that out.
It's all helped.
So like maybe you would just pour sewage out the side of your car, which is raw and biodegradable.
I don't really carry it around with me, so that's usually not a problem. Just saying.
You know, the old uptight liberal in me is really having a problem with
this. All right, we'll do one more of these real quick.
Okay.
Gender swap experiment shows Hillary Clinton even less likable as a man. Following the results of the 2016 election, many speculated that Democrat candidate Hillary Clinton lost because she was a woman. An experiment designed to reveal gender bias by reenacting the presidential debates with the candidate's gender reversed, however, found that Hillary Clinton would have been less likable as a man, a result that surprised even the professor who designed the experiment.
Why would that surprise anyone, where the only reason she got the vote she did?
Because she was a woman.
Yeah, it was because of demographics. I mean, seriously, so much of it. That was her whole slogan. I'm a woman. Vote
for me. That's right.
Basically.
There's a video of a UNLV professor blaming Las Vegas massacre on Trump. A University of Nevada, Las Vegas professor told her class that President Trump's was to blame for the horrific massacre that occurred just 5 miles from the campus. UNLV professor Tess Winkleman.
Wow. Okay.
Is that a real name? Can't be a real name.
Winkleman. Winkleman. Winkleman.
Would you change your name to that?
Yes, I would change it away from that if it were me.
Okay, go ahead.
Professor Tess Winkleman.
Hi, I'm Tess Winkleman.
How could her students even take her seriously? Anyway, she told her students that when Trump got elected, I told my classes that 3 semesters ago, some of us wouldn't be affected by the presidency, but others are going to die. Other people will die because of this. Then number 6 is we have a white privilege checklist that appears in a Minnesota dorm. A display at the University of Minnesota Resident Hall provides an 11-point checklist to help students identify their white privilege. The checklist featured 11 statements that ostensibly apply exclusively to white people, including statements such as, I can arrange to be in the company of people of my race most of the time, and I can go shopping alone most of the time, pretty well assured that I will not be followed or harassed.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it's all true.
Okay, we'll leave these other 4 for when we come back, shall we?
Okay.
Real quick, U.S. Gold Coin coming up next. If you'd like some wealth insurance, U.S. Gold Coin can do that for you. You can find them at usgoldcoins.com. The phone number 1-800-468-2646. Get wealth insurance today. Call them and tell them Rush the Reason sent you.
Andy Goss from usgoldcoins.com wants you to consider giving gold and silver coins to your loved ones as gifts this year. Beautiful, authentic, and valuable gold and silver coins really are the perfect gift. It's like giving the people you care about the gift of financial security. Plus, as a KLZ listener, Andy will give you his three CDs, The Federal Reserve, The Definition of Money, and How to Protect Your Wealth, all for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. These CDs give the gift of knowledge by teaching you and your loved ones everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation and introduce them to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of the Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. With this valuable bundle, you can skip the long lines at the mall and help your loved ones start on their way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins. Call Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 for your gift bundle today.
Larry's Automotive and Transmission. Remember, anything you need with your vehicle, including transmission repairs, can be done at Larry's Automotive and Transmission. They would love to take care of you in the north end of town in Westminster, 303-427-2108. Give them a call today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Belt replacement.
What's up with Gary over there?
He just had his car serviced at Larry's Auto.
So,
Gary gets excited about regularly maintaining his car.
That's weird.
Yeah, maybe, but he said that he actually enjoys going to get his car worked on at Larry's because the guys there treat him so well.
I wish I could get that excited about maintaining my car. I have a hard enough time even washing it.
Yeah, me too.
At Larry's Auto, our ASE certified techs are happy to help you however they can so you can keep your car on the road for as long as possible. We are genuinely excited to help you do all the things necessary to maintain and repair your car, although we may not be as excited as Gary here.
Transmission flush?
Give Larry's a call today at 303-427-2108 to schedule your regular maintenance appointment. That's 303-427-2108.
Oil change?
Are you buying your first home? Or are you right-sizing or downsizing for lower maintenance or a lock-and-leave lifestyle? This is Pamela Meyer of Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams. I can help you discover and reach those goals. This is more than just real estate. It's about your life and your dreams. Call me today for your free consultation at 303-506-0106.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Little Rocky.
Love it.
Eye of the Tiger, Dan.
Love that.
Charlie's bringing us some good oldies here. Bring us into the new year. We're going to be back, right? We'll be back Tuesday, right?
As far as I can tell, I keep checking my emails.
I didn't get a pink slip in my box today or anything.
I didn't check my box.
Well, you didn't?
No.
If you're an employee, you should probably check. But I didn't get an email or anything, so I think we're good to go on Tuesday.
I think you're set.
So far, I think we're okay.
Dan can't check the box. He doesn't have one anymore. Sorry about that, Dan. I just noticed.
Oh, shoot.
All right. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Let me finish up with the liberal outrages. Where do we stop off, guys? The CSUF professor allegedly assaults conservative students on campus. In February, California State University Fullerton professor allegedly assaulted a College Republicans member in broad daylight during a demonstration against President Trump's executive order on immigration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a surprise.
Number 8, algebra, geometry perpetuate right privilege, according to a professor. A math education professor at University of Illinois claimed that algebra and geometry skills perpetuate unearned privilege among whites and that education must be aware of the politics that mathematics brings in society.
This makes total sense to me.
Oh, yeah, me too. You know what? Ben Carson probably is awful at those things.
At math?
Tough things like algebra and, yeah.
On many levels, mathematics itself operates as whiteness, Rochelle Gouthier wrote in her book. Who gets credit for doing and developing mathematics, who is capable in mathematics, and who is seen as part of the mathematical community is generally viewed as white.
You know, this goes into exactly why the eclipse was racist as well. Science, math, I mean, it's all there.
Got it.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, look, anything that has to do, we have to look at the left and say, you've got a great point. Way to go by assuming that people of color are too stupid
to
understand addition, subtraction, algebra, and all these kinds of things. Yeah, and then they look at us as racist when they're the ones assuming.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but most of the math, Charlie probably would know this as well, come from China? Didn't the Chinese invent like the little doohickeys? Yeah, the abacus, yeah, where they would count with the little slide thingies.
So it's
little
part
balls
of the
little wire thingies.
So it's part of their slow takeover.
Yeah. So it's really not a white thing. It's like an Asian thing.
Yeah. And Trump has to stop that.
No more math for us.
Good.
All right. College asks students to contemplate pee privilege. Northern Arizona University attempted to explain the frontier of social justice by posting signs outside of campus bathrooms that ask students if they have pee privilege. The university later claimed that the placards were not authorized by the school and that the administration is attempting to identify those who posted the flyer. So what do you have if you have pee privilege?
I don't have a clue.
I'm going to click into the article. This one I do not remember.
I mean, do they allege anything? What can you possibly have?
Do you have pee privilege? One sign questions informing restroom goers that if they never have to think about gender identity, ability, or access when peeing, then they do.
That was in Jumanji.
It was, actually.
It was, but it was addressed properly in Jumanji.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was having a new experience.
Jumanji was the first case of a woman literally being trapped in a man's body, I thought.
The ability to use a restroom without fear or concern for your own safety constitutes such a privilege, explaining that other factors like the gender binary or the ability to undoubtedly know which bathroom to pick contribute to pee privilege. I'm glad I have pee privilege. Because I definitely know what bathroom I'm going into. How about you, Dan?
Yeah, me too. This just goes back to the brainwashing of people, to not helping out people that really have a problem. You know, this is part of the problem when you just accept everybody for whatever it is they think they're feeling.
Which goes on to the next topic, which is number 10. Professor lets students choose own grades for stress reduction. A University of Georgia professor has adopted a policy that allows students to select their own grades if they feel unduly stressed by their actual grade in class.
I would have been totally behind this if I went back when I was
too.
In school.
You know,
totally
guys, I got good news for you, too, because KLZ says you guys going forward can choose your own paychecks.
Oh,
sweet.
Because, well, they don't want you to feel bad, all right? They don't want you to feel bad. They don't want you to feel judged
you,
or criticized. Yeah. So they're blank now. You just write it in.
Oh, I feel like I was worth this week.
Whatever happened to schools preparing people for the real world?
Oh, that doesn't happen anymore.
The real world doesn't exist anymore.
Well, that's why I bring up the paycheck thing, for crying out loud. If you can write your own grade, you're preparing kids for a world where you write your own check. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous.
I can't disagree with that. Okay, when we come back, we'll go through some resolutions.
Sure.
How's that sound? All right, we'll do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Professional credit restoration coming up next. If you need some help with math and helping to get your credit back on track.
Well, you know, your credit score is just whatever you want it to be.
Well, that's true. It's just an arbitrary number.
That's exactly right.
You can fill in the blank.
You know, today I feel like an 800.
An 810.
810.
Mine's 20,000.
Holy
Oh, there
smokes.
We go. All right, so professional credit restoration can help you with any bad credit issues you've got going on. 303-232-0303, prcweb.us. You have rights. Find out how you can take care of your credit by going to Professional Credit today and tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
Professional Credit Restoration helps you move towards a brighter future by improving your credit score. You're finally getting back on your feet financially after a truly difficult life experience, a divorce, a layoff, a foreclosure, or a prolonged illness. Now you feel stronger than ever, but your credit score says otherwise. Professional Credit Restoration works to correct any errors on your credit history and then counsels you through the proven steps that you can take to improve your credit score. Don't let your past destroy your future. Call Professional Credit Restoration today at 303-232-0303.
All right, if you're out and about this weekend, I know it's long. I know there's a lot going on. A lot of people on the roads at times. Shouldn't be. If you end up in an accident and it's not your fault especially, please give Kevin Flesh a call before you do anything else. 303-806-8886. He's trial tested, trial ready. Kevin Flesh, tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Okay, turn here.
Well, watch it.
During the moment when you're in a serious car accident, you aren't thinking about who's at fault.
Oh no, what if I never hear my kids laugh again?
You're not thinking about hospital bills or insurance claims.
What if I never hear my husband say I love you again?
I changed your oil.
And you're not thinking about police reports or who your lawyer should be.
I never thought this would happen to me.
In the split second when you're in a car accident, you're thinking about the most important things in life. When you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886. Kevin will help you determine who's at fault, what to say to the insurance company, and who will help pay for your hospital bills, so you can get back to thinking about the important things. That's Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's afternoon rush, KLZ 560. Somebody said that it's like 32 in Lafayette.
36.
36.
Not quite freezing there.
How could it be that much?
Could be those
Chinook
winds. Those winds coming down from Wyoming.
Stopping in Lafayette.
Stopping in Lafayette.
Okay.
It could be. I don't know.
I'm not disagreeing. I just, it doesn't sound right.
No, it doesn't at all.
It just could be nice and warm here in Aurora.
Because in Golden right now, it says that it's 54. So I don't know. Anyways, I'm going to check something real quick. Let's talk to Michael while I look up something really quick. Michael in Brighton, what's going on, sir?
Hey, John, Dan, Andy, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good to hear from you, Mike.
Doing good. Hey, so I wanted to call in earlier, but I had to get the kids out of daycare. So, my top surprise of the year, and Andy, you're going to think I'm nuts, but you and I already...
Mike, I already do. I'm there.
I know. I would have to say Leap is probably one of my most surprised flicks of the year.
Leap?
Okay. Yes. I thought originally when I first saw it, that was going to be another corny kids movie, but... In all essence, I really think the morals and everything it expels is actually very contrary to the liberal viewpoint that they're putting in a lot of movies nowadays, and I really welcomed it.
No, I agree with you on that.
When it comes to the most disappointing movie of the year, I would say, you know, I have a couple ties for that. I don't agree with Dan or most of the polls out there that Transformers was the worst, because, you know, Transformers was my era growing up, and if I still had all the toys I had before then, I would have quite a few thousands.
Michael,
dollars.
I was sitting in the theater praying for the second coming. I mean, I just, please, the rapture needs to happen right now.
No, I get it, Dan, but...
But wait a minute, Mike, I got to jump in here. Doesn't that mean that you had high expectations for Transformers? So wouldn't it have been a letdown?
I really don't try to set myself up with expectations, and the reason I don't is because of Aragon. I set myself up for very high expectations before Aragon hit the theaters because I had read the book, and it destroyed me, and I despise that movie. The only reason I will even look at that movie is so I can see a literal CG version of Saphira to see what she looks like, because I love dragons. So
well, there you go.
That's why I try not to have expectations and keep an open mind when I go into a movie, because it kind of ruins your viewpoint of it. Because if you go in with high hopes and it ends up being a horrible movie, you end up wanting to shoot yourself in the leg to be able to leave.
So that's why you haven't been at the Aragon fan club meetings I chair every week. That's okay. I mean, it hurts my feelings, but you know, I understand now. It makes sense.
Well, the movie Aragon fan clubs, if there is one, I would say it should be disbanded. If it comes to the books, I would join those in a heartbeat, because I still listen to the books off and on over and over again just because of how awesome the writing is. But when it comes to my worst movie, I would have to agree with you when it comes to The Mummy.
Thank you.
And there was another one. I'm having a brain fart right now. You know what my most disappointing movie of 2017 was? Is the one that didn't come out in 2017. It's been pushed back another 2 years, Avatar 2.
Really? It's been pushed, really, 2019?
Yep. From my understanding, it's not supposed to come out until March or April of 2019 now, which is really, really aggravating, because I've been waiting for this movie for over a decade. But at least they're coming out with Incredibles 2 next year, which is very, very, very big on my hit list when it comes to movies I want to see.
Yeah, me too. Avatar 2. Now, maybe they could make a cheap claymation of that and put that out quickly. That might be
I didn't like Avatar 1. I didn't like the first
one. Did you know that Pixar is actually not ever going to do any more sequels of movies?
No.
They actually posted that on their website and said that when it comes to movies, when it comes to sequels, the only ones they were doing were the ones they already had in the works, which was Cars 3, Incredibles 2, and I think there's one more else coming. And then after that, they're not doing sequels anymore, so they can maintain a fresh content.
Huh.
You know, that actually makes a bit of sense, Mike, because I've noticed that a lot of the Pixar movies coming out are all standalones. They don't set up at all for another movie.
Yeah, they don't set it up for sequels, and that's the reason why, is they feel it's a better marketing strategy.
Very cool. Michael, man, have a great New Year's.
Yeah, you guys too. Happy
New
Year.
We'll do it, man. Appreciate it.
Michael.
All right, so I think it is actually lower temperature up in the Lafayette area. It looks like there's like this cold air that's kind of swinging around from the north to south. It's 30 at DIA right now, for example.
It is?
Yeah.
Now that's a huge temperature
but
difference.
It's 58 in Lakewood.
Really?
So there's a almost 30-degree difference between DIA and Lakewood currently.
How's that even possible? It's flat between there.
And it's 59 in Boulder.
Well, that's from the weed smoking. I mean, that's just that's unnatural.
It's always hot in Boulder.
So whoever said that it was colder in Lafayette is correct, because it is colder in Lafayette right now.
Wow.
Go figure.
Okay.
I would not have guessed that it was that much of a temperature change inside of the metro area.
Well, I just can't believe it's weird. 30 out at the airport.
30 at DIA right now, currently.
Wow. Okay.
As of 5 o'clock, so it's a little off, but half an hour ago it was 30. All right. New Year's resolutions. Do you guys have any? Either one of you?
I can't really... See, I can't share any, and I don't know them until I talk to my wife. Now, you're probably, no, it's for a different reason, you see, because I have to hear what all of her New Year's resolutions are, because my resolution is to help her fix herself. I just want to make her better, make her a better woman for me. And that's my goal. So that's my New Year's resolution, but I really can't go into specifics until I talk to Corey at length. So,
Dan?
We'll talk next week.
Resolutions?
No, I never really do resolutions.
Yeah, me neither.
So I don't know. I guess if anything, make lots of money.
I mean,
the deal for 2018.
My biggest one back in 2010 was, it wasn't necessarily a resolution. It was just, I'm finally going to lose some weight and get in shape. So that was just not necessarily a resolution, just I'm going to change lifestyle.
Honestly, my resolution is to get my schedule under control.
Because you're so busy?
I am, actually.
Too many movies?
Politics, really. And I do so many, so many things with it. Between that and working with the HOA and, just a lot of things, I need to get my schedule under control. It was a crazy year, and I don't want to go through that again.
Dan, I think I'd like to travel more.
No. You travel enough the way it is. No more traveling.
That's my resolution. I want to travel more.
No, once a quarter's enough.
More exotic places. How's that?
Nebraska?
As long as you just keep it within the confines of your once a quarter.
Like Sydney, Nebraska.
There you go.
Just drive out to DIA.
Exotic.
That's about as close?
Yeah, it's all the farther you need to go.
Where do you like to travel? I really enjoy...
Someplace warm.
My wife and I, we really enjoyed Arizona. We went... last year, we went to... you always go to the Grand Canyon. We also went to the Painted Desert and... Sedona? Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
You ever been there?
No. Heard it's nice, though.
Unbelievable.
I like warm and water is what I like. It's like ocean. What I like.
Your bathtub.
Typically the ocean.
Okay.
I like it a little salty.
Do you want to know why I don't live in Minneapolis right now?
Because it's like 20 below.
Minus 16.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Wow.
Speaking of that, your producer Ann is on the phone along with Jeff Kitty. Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
How are we doing?
I'm telling you, Dan, you keep her suitcase and her coat. I mean, what, you trying to turn my webmaster into a popsicle?
Yeah, I'm trying to freeze her out.
Jeff is taking me to the airport after getting all of his web stuff and email stuff set up. So we wanted to call and say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, thanks.
And we're not into resolutions either.
Yeah.
No resolutions?
Andy? No resolutions. No. Nope.
Okay.
Andy, you're a brave man. I'll wait to hear from you after you get out of the hospital.
With what you said about your wife, how to fix your wife?
Fix your wife. Yeah, that's not a resolution I have.
Thankfully, I have a wife who never takes me seriously, ever.
That's good.
Until now.
That's good. Well, Han, have a safe flight home. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it. Jeff, likewise.
Thank you.
Happy New Year, you guys.
Got you guys. Take care. Happy New Year. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And they're going to go out there where it's 30 degrees. Does she have a coat?
You know, I was just looking at this. If I'm looking at the map right, it says it's 17 in Greeley.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Holy cow.
It's chilly. Some cold air coming.
It's warm here, and
it's
going to
be colder tomorrow.
I guess so.
Yeah, so we'll have to zoom home before you know, it's like that, what's that one movie where the Day After Tomorrow or whatever? No, what's the one?
Yeah.
You know, where
the
ice just sort of slow, you know, slowly, you know, just, you know.
No, nothing happens slowly in that movie.
Migrates down, you know?
No.
You know what? It's
because
so
global warming, the world freezes.
Got it.
It's so surprising, though, because Greeley, I mean, it's all in the same place. Usually you expect those big temperature differences, if you have them, to be between here and the Springs because of Monument Hill.
No, it's coming from the north down, though.
Right.
Swooping down. Remember, that's a valley out there, too.
That's true. Okay.
It's actually lower than what we are here, so that tends to have an effect as well. I'm not a weatherman. I'm just, you can look at the map and see how it's swooping down. And it'll eventually come all the way down, and it will be colder tomorrow as well.
I picture you in front of one of those maps doing the hand signals and pushing away.
Should I try
the front?
Should I try out for the Channel 9 weatherman's job there, Dan?
I think
what
you
do you
should.
Think?
Yeah. You could do that. You
I don't think I'm the eye candy they look for when they do weather reports at night.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But
I'm not
that guy.
It's
amazing what they can do with computer animation.
Well, true, but I'm still not the right gender for that eye candy that they're looking for.
Oh, it's all gender neutral.
Yeah, there are no genders anymore. We're past that.
Not when it comes to the weatherman.
As long as you're female, it's gender neutral.
Got it. As long as you're female and look good.
Exactly.
In a dress.
Exactly.
Then you're okay.
Then you're okay.
Because otherwise you're not getting a 10 o'clock job.
Then we don't care what gender you are.
Ah, got it. Because I would venture to guess there are a few male ex-weathermen in this town that are ex because they did not fit the profile I just mentioned.
And I'm sure they're very bitter about it. When did this start, by the way? I mean, all these girls who do that, they look like they're wearing Ally McBeal outfits.
I mean, I'm not, Charlie, you know what I'm saying.
Things.
I'm not wrong, am I? I mean, there's some really good weathermen floating around this town that are jobless right now because they did not fit the eye candy, quote-unquote, profile for the 10 o'clock news. Am I right? I'm not wrong, guys.
No,
I'm being very serious here.
I've seen several guys with signs saying that at the, you know,
at the
like
street corners.
At street corners.
Okay, I can't help
replaced
this.
By a hot weather what? Girl.
I'm a weather geek. So right now it's 59 in Broomfield.
Yep.
Okay, it's 37 up in Lafayette.
Yep.
And it's 27 in Greeley.
The borderline or the it's border crazy. Must just be the eastern Boulder Valley there must because it's warm in Boulder. So that line must just be like that 287 slash like Dillon Road area right there.
Yeah, and the cold spot right now is Sterling at 12.
That's cold.
But at least that's way out there. You could say there's some distance. But Greeley and Lafayette, a 32-degree difference? Oh, my gosh.
Well, the biggest difference that's astonishing there is Lafayette and Broomfield border one another.
I know.
So
that's crazy.
There's just like this, you know, well, the hill at, you know that area, that hill at Dillon. You know, which is not far from where I'm at all the time. That hill right there must just be where that inversion's at. Kind of where the Northwest Parkway runs around the loop there. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Evidently, it's right in that area.
That's amazing.
It really is, actually. Okay, so no resolutions?
Sorry to geek out on you.
Charlie, any resolutions? None? Zero? What? Going to go out more? Going to do more? Going to ride the train more? Or what?
Get a resolution to stop hitting the wrong buttons.
What about World Conquest? I think that'd be a good one.
For Charlie?
For Charlie. Charlie, do you want to conquer the world?
Are you going to buy a car and start driving? Is that a resolution? No, he says. No.
No to which? World conquest or driving?
I don't think either.
Driving.
Charlie enjoys the subsidies, he said, very much. Me, I will probably add one to the fleet this year.
Oh, another one? What do you got in the back of your mind?
Ooh, I don't know. That's a good question. What would I buy next? I would love a new Corvette.
Oh, really?
A new
Z06
Corvette. They're really nice. I mean, they're expensive. Like $120,000. They're really expensive.
Ouch.
Yeah, they're way up there. Big time. But they're nice.
My wife saw a smart car with a hitch. I'm not kidding.
It's an oxymoron.
It's hilarious.
I told her
I want to see one with
a
plow.
For the car to be pulled behind something else or that pulling something?
That pulling something.
Yeah, that should never happen. Ever.
So the snow plows out of the question.
That car is never meant to pull anything.
Or push.
Or haul.
No
offense, I am not a smart car fan. They should just not be on the road, period.
I don't like them either.
You might as well get on a motorcycle. I think you're safer on a motorcycle, frankly. At least you can dodge traffic in a motorcycle. A smart car, you're just a target.
or a grease spot.
I mean, you are. You're just a target. I mean, think about it. You're just, have you seen those things going down the road at 70 mile an hour? It's like, you're just a bug.
I don't know if I've ever seen one going 70 miles an hour.
Oh, I have.
It's a speed bump with wheels.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're just something waiting to get smashed into the front windshield like a bug.
It's so cool, though, you know, when you do, you buy one of those and you do the Fred Flintstone thing with the feet underneath and just.
We were just talking about that yesterday.
You save so much gas. It's incredible.
They do get good gas mileage.
So they envisioned the smart car back with the Flintstones. I love it.
So, Dan, are you going to do more driving or less for Uber this year?
Well, my goal is to progressively work on doing less driving, but I'll probably do more.
To do less.
To do less.
Okay. I really have no big aspirations this year. Keep doing what we're doing. Keep trucking along. Actually, I do have one big aspiration.
What's that?
I can say this on air. I am going to do my best to get drive radio on more than one station.
Ooh, that's very good.
So that is an aspiration I have for 2018. Because I think it's a good enough product and helps people out in enough ways that we could put that on in more cities, more stations, more areas, and really help more people out at the same time.
Great.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that is an aspiration for 2018 for me personally.
I think it's a really good goal.
It's not a resolution. That's just a goal and an aspiration to have done. So we'll take a quick timeout. If you've got a resolution you'd like to call in and talk to us about, feel free. 303-477-5600. If not, we're going to go through a few other newsworthy things from 2017 that we didn't get to yesterday. In the meantime, Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next, and they would love to take care of you and your vehicle and will treat you with the respect that you deserve. Extreme Auto Repair, where they will take care of you, bumper-to-bumper service in the heart of Parker, 303-841-1071. Don't forget, they do diesel repair as well. So go check them out. When you do, tell them Rush to Reason sent you.
At Extreme Auto Repair, Dennis Brewster and his team respect your wallet. Other shops, for example, will go ahead and say, replace your belts, only to let you know afterward that your transmission is shot. Oops, that was a waste of money. Every time you go to Extreme Auto Repair, even for something as simple as an oil change, Dennis and his team complete a comprehensive check at no extra charge. Dennis doesn't want to scare you. He simply understands that you can't make an informed decision unless you know the condition of your vehicle. Otherwise, you run the risk of spending money on the wrong repairs. The longer you wait, the more expensive those problems will become, so Dennis and his team respect your wallet by letting you know early. Extreme Auto Repair helps you prioritize which repairs need immediate attention, so you save money in the long term. Take it from John Rush and all of us at KLZ. Head to Parker today for Extreme Auto Repair, where you decide how to spend your money.
Learn how to trade, invest, protect, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. Attend a free half-day class on investing for long-term wealth and short-term income. Call 303-217-4511. That's 303-217-4511 or visit tradingacademy.com.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Each week, we'll bring you local outfitters and experts on how to make your next outdoor adventure a success. Looking for a place to hunt on your own? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. And we'll also get you ready for the upcoming big game season. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. 2017 is just about behind us on the show, at least, and you've only got, what, two more days left of 2017 period?
Yeah, we just did our last traffic and weather report for the year.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, so a few things that happened in 2017. You guys ready?
Go ahead.
Go.
Russia investigations. I say a lot to do about nothing.
Well, the evidence says that.
Thank you. And how much money have we wasted
evidence
on nothing?
Evidence doesn't matter. Trump did it.
Hurricanes, big news this last year, right? Lots of hurricanes.
Yeah, they just kind of came and went.
Global warming, hurricanes.
Global warming right now. Yeah, tell those people up in Sterling all about global warming.
Hard to pin hurricanes on global warming when we just came through, what, a decade of the lowest occurrence of hurricanes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Las Vegas shootings, which, by the way, the news has dried up since those shootings, like
global warming.
No tomorrow.
That's a huge mystery. Nobody knows anything about this guy.
That thing just went away.
It did.
You want my whole opinion on that real quick?
Sure.
There was a lot more people involved in it than just that guy, and who knows exactly who was, but I don't think it was a one-man deal, despite what some of the people we've interviewed have said.
No, I'm tending to agree
with you. That's my own opinion.
This thing's a big mystery.
There's a lot more to that than the one guy. I don't care what anybody says.
Could be. I don't know.
And we've interviewed some people on this show that have said, no, just one guy could do that all by himself. I don't know about that. Not one fat, big fat white guy. I don't think so. Sorry, but I'm just not buying it.
So this is a white thing.
Yeah. Is it because he's white, John? Or is it because he's fat?
Both.
Ooh. Yeah. So his white privilege card really didn't help him get out of this.
I don't think so. A lot of sexual misconduct stories, and those are the rage as we speak, right?
Yep.
I think 2017 was the year.
Of sexual misconduct? Or just the charges of it?
I think it was the year of women destroying men.
Ah, good way to say it.
It was.
Okay.
And not, you know, sometimes rightfully, sometimes not. You don't.
I agree.
But across the board.
Deservingly so, right?
But you have to agree their main target is Trump. They're doing all of this trying to get to Trump.
Well, there's some of that going on. But I think the biggest thing is the year. This is the year, really, when innocent until proven guilty died.
Agree.
Guilty until proven innocent was the rule of 2017.
Agree.
It was.
You're absolutely right.
Speaking of, trying to... kill things off. North Korea, little bullheaded, dictator, Rocket Man. He made the news a lot this year. Still is.
He did. And it's a credible threat.
How about what didn't make the news hardly?
Which was?
The virtual end of ISIS.
Yeah, true.
I mean.
Good point.
Donald Trump. And by the way, folks, if you want to know what to tell your unaffiliated friends, your other voters.
What did Trump accomplish this year?
Yeah. Well, here's the biggest thing Trump accomplished. There are so many, okay? But the biggest thing is this. Trump is the ultimate non-micromanager. He is the person who lets you do your job. Don't you hate having a micromanaging boss who won't let you do your job?
Yep.
Well, he lets the military do their job. ISIS is gone. He lets American business do its job. Hiring GDP's is up. GDP is booming. He doesn't tell you what to say. He's not politically correct. Speak your mind. Live your life. That's Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He's the opposite of every micromanaging boss you've ever hated.
There's reports, by the way, this just came in from your sister, that from producer Ann, that witnesses to the Vegas shootings are ending up dead. Yeah, folks, there's a lot more to this than anybody knows.
It's a huge mystery. It's the Kennedy assassination of our time.
It's not a conspiracy theory. I don't care. There's some real stuff going on.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
You don't bury the news that fast.
Do we know this? I mean, I'm sorry, but I wouldn't even trust Snopes because they're pretty liberal.
Oh, no, I wouldn't either.
But I mean,
I have read in certain sources that not all, but some, yes, have definitely wound up dead. Now, did they end up dead just because it was their time to go? I don't know.
They mean by witnesses? How?
I think real witnesses that can actually see, how many flashes were coming from the windows and things along those lines. That's the type of witness they're talking about.
Really?
Yeah, because there's been reports that there was more than one muzzle flash coming out of the windows, not just one.
Yeah, but, I mean, there's a lot of windows and shining up. I mean, isn't there that easy to mistake?
Not when it's dark and you're looking up. I wouldn't think so, no. If you know what you're looking at and you see two different flashes coming out and it's a corner, I don't see how the reflection would actually make its way around the corner.
All right. Sorry to be a devil's advocate.
No, you're fine.
I don't know
good
either
questions.
Way. I really don't. I mean,
no, Andy, it's really good to be skeptical.
No,
but the problem is there aren't any facts.
And no
out
one
there
knows.
Either.
It is. I have never seen ever in my life a major, killing or whatever thing like this where so little information comes up
and it dies so quickly.
It's incredible.
And that thing died in 3 weeks, right?
It did.
Or less.
Boom, gone.
I mean, it was gone, over with. Nobody was talking about it after that. But nobody else was.
At that point, you're alleging media collusion.
Yes.
Which I'm not saying is impossible at all. But, I mean, at that point, that's what you're alleging.
But it also could come to the point, because there's no real reporting anymore, that they have
there's
there's nothing to report.
There's nothing else there.
Because you don't have investigative reporters anymore. You don't have people out there.
No.
It's hard to run with a story of, okay, it's the same.
Yeah.
Nothing
exactly.
Has changed.
So it just drops.
Nothing to report.
Yep.
Okay,
let's do one last timeout. We'll come right back. In the meantime, I'm just going to Google Las Vegas shooting for grins just to see if anything new comes up. We'll do that. Bruce Simmons is coming up next, our reverse mortgage specialist. And some of you are at a point where you could qualify for a reverse mortgage, and you're thinking, I don't even know what it is. Well, you know what? If you think you know what it is or don't know what it is, Bruce can explain all of it to you, the ins, the outs, the goods, the bad, all of that he can do right at your kitchen table or at a Starbucks, 303-467-7821. He'll meet you anywhere you want to meet, reversemortgageradio.net. Bruce Simmons, call him now and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Bruce Simmons, KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, conducts business in person because you, the homeowner, deserve to understand the process. Bruce gladly meets you in your own home, at a local restaurant, or wherever you prefer so that you may ask questions in a comfortable, relaxed atmosphere. Your reverse mortgage allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into cash, potentially increasing your retirement resources by hundreds of thousands of dollars. You must interact face-to-face with your lender in order to fully grasp how the loan works. After dealing exclusively in reverse mortgages for nearly 15 years, Bruce knows that a phone conversation does not provide the same sense of security, and Bruce wants you to feel entirely at ease while you explore the details of your unique loan. Call 303-467-7821 to schedule a meeting with KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist. You will make a decision with complete confidence because you speak directly with Bruce.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Yeah, you Google Las Vegas shootings, and there is not much news, guys, on the internet as far as a search engine is concerned. Not saying that that's not can screw it around a little bit, because it can be, but there's really nothing there other than a search warrant record offers insight into Las Vegas shooting. That was December 12th from Review Journal, or sorry, December 12th on ReviewJournal.com. That's about the only news on there at all.
Well, hypothetically, why would you do such a blackout? Because it has been a blackout.
It is a blackout.
Okay, this is a full-on, all-the-way blackout. Why? I mean, is it because you're trying to track leads and killers? My goodness, you've had this much time and all the resources to run down leads. What more is there? I don't understand why there's this much of a blackout.
Well, you know, and some of the conspiracy theories, which I'll call them that at this point, are tying this to what's going on in Saudi Arabia with the house cleaning that's been going on over there, too. Because evidently there was Saudi royal family in Vegas at the time this all happened.
Well, now that makes more sense.
So they're connecting these dots, which I find really, really interesting.
That one, Dan, would make more sense than anything I've heard yet, quite frankly. Which sort of gets rid of the, it was ISIS that was behind it sort of a thing from the get-go. That would make more sense
to me. Yeah, the other stuff I'm hearing and watching doesn't really point to ISIS, but a lot of it points to Saudi Arabia.
But a lot of the, you know, we even had guests on this show right after the Vegas shooting that basically said, no, this was an ISIS-driven thing, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and Dan and I were kind of, you know, really kind of neutral on the whole thing because we just didn't know. Just didn't have enough facts. And as you can see right now, there still isn't a lot of facts.
The problem for me was, you know, the narrative that this is just a disgruntled, big losing gambler. Now, you know me, I've seen a lot of that because I managed there. Gamblers who are angry are going to lash out first at themselves because I've destroyed my life.
Right.
Second, at the casino. It's so tight here. I can't believe this. You're cheating me, whatever. Why would they lash out at a gathering of country music fans?
Doesn't make sense.
That part didn't make any sense to me. Let me just put it to you guys real quick before we end. Do you think it was a terror strike? I know we don't know. Just you got $20. You have to bet it one way or the other. Yes
no.
or no?
No.
Okay, no. What do you say, Dan?
Well, the classic definition of terrorism, obviously, it is terrorism. I mean, you have somebody up in a balcony firing away at a machine gun. But now, is it the war part of the war on terror? I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's something else, and I'm not, but I don't know what it is. But I really find this connection with Saudi Arabia, the fact that there are these people in town, they got moved right away, certain things, and then then right afterwards we started having the house cleaning in Saudi Arabia. I'm just
that one makes more sense to me than anything.
Do you think there's anything to the fact that this was a largely right wing crowd that
yes,
got hit?
And the other conspiracy would be, did the left have anything to do with this to try to promote more gun control?
Okay.
Possibly. And
I don't know.
We'll find out more in 2018.
Yes, we will.
So,
hopefully.
Happy New Year, everyone. Have a fantastic weekend. I'll be back tomorrow. Drive Radio 10 to 1. Otherwise, we'll see you on Tuesday. The program will run on Monday, of course, but Dan and I will be back live on Tuesday right here on Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. John Rush, Dan Muir, Andy Pate, Party of Choice, and Charlie Grimes. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a fantastic weekend. Be safe. God bless you all. And we'll see you on Tuesday right here on KLZ 560.